This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin, and we're now doing our market wrap with Sean Thanis. So it's essentially about the pink dollar. A Bloomberg report says Thailand's tourism industry is looking to cash in on their same-sex partnership laws, which were approved in cabinet recently. What are the details?
Yeah, so recently Thailand's cabinet approved some measures that would give LGBT couples more rights, although the bill doesn't legalize same-sex marriage. So coincidentally, this is also leading up to the elections, and the tourism industry is reportedly planning to use the occasion to promote Thailand as an LGBT-friendly destination for travellers. And Thailand's tourism ministry officials are saying that they must improve offerings in this market group to generate more income, because currently tourism revenue from the LGBT community contributes about 1.2% to Thailand's economy. And this means it represents the biggest share towards the economy than any other destination in the world.
So the report also says that despite all these stats, Thailand is still actually legally and culturally behind other countries in this specific market, and analysts are suggesting that this might be where the hurdles exist for the country's tourism business.
Yes, essentially, they are hinting that Thailand may be underperforming despite popular belief that they promote gender equality. You know, like, tourism represents about one-fifth of the economy. Mm-hmm. And Thailand is also reportedly the best LGBT destination in Asia. But analysts are saying legally, the US, Spain and the UK are seen as market leaders because they received more revenue than Thailand from the community itself. For example, the recent bill, right, it grants, same partners legal rights to jointly manage assets, but it stops short of legally approving civil union. So activists criticize the measure for not giving same-sex couples the equal rights as heterosexual couples. In fact, local LGBT community also complain they face barriers in employment outside of entertainment and service industries, which were designed for the community. So I think they will revisit the bill after the election before making it into a law, considering the economy is banking on tourism and this community is a major driving force behind that industry.
And moving on to Bursa, Kesem Industries stocks took a hit this morning. How did they close?
So the counter is basically seeing reaction after KSM profit nosedived 95% in the second quarter. And it was among the top decliners today, shedding 95 cent. And the company also posted that revenue declined 11% to 91 million ringgit for the period. So the group maintains its well-positioned despite the weaker performance due to inventory control measures being put in place. So KSM closed down 7.9% at 8 ringgit and 68 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.